Daily Rest, Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. This week's devotion theme is In Christ. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. In Christ, you are led in triumph. It has been suggested that Paul is referencing a Roman general's triumphal parade here, with the air filled by the sweet smell of flowers and burning spices. This smell is an intense reminder of their impending life of misery and ultimate death to the enemies who have been captured and are now being paraded through town as slaves. To those on the winning side, the smell is one of victory. We who are in Christ are on that winning side of things. Christ has won the victory over sin and death for us, and we reap the rewards of forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life through saving faith in him. We now have the privilege of diffusing the fragrance of his knowledge. In other words, we proclaim the truths of his saving word, both the law and the gospel. And it is a privilege to share the gospel of Jesus Christ because it is the power of God unto salvation. The truths of God's word will not be received in the same way by everyone who hears it, but that doesn't change what a privilege it is to be the proclaimer of the truths that can change the outcome of an individual life for eternity. Some will hear the word of God we proclaim and will be led by the Holy Spirit to turn from their sins in repentance and then rejoice with us in saving faith in Jesus Christ. To them there is nothing sweeter than God's undeserved love for sinners, like us, through the life, death, and resurrection of our Savior Jesus. To those who hear God's word and refuse to repent and believe, God's word serves the necessary task of condemnation. This is meant to bring the hearer to the realization of their impending life of misery and ultimate eternal death without Jesus, so that they would repent. In Christ, you are led in triumph with a purpose. That purpose is to diffuse the fragrance of God's saving word, his love for sinners through his Son, Jesus Christ. What a privilege! O Lord, thank you for the privilege of walking with you in triumph. Grant that your message would prove a saving fragrance to those we meet. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, website clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information about our congregation, see our website, GethsemaneCLC.org.